Hey, little brother. Are you awake? I just want to talk things over since we've both had some time to cool off. Look, I know you're just pretending to be asleep. Can you at least look at me while I'm trying to talk to you? You're just facing towards the wall. Sorry, I promise I won't blow up on you again. Can I lay down on the bed with you? I know you don't want to talk to me right now, or even look at me. But I'm tired. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want us to have any resentment towards each other. We've always been really close. So right now I just want to cuddle with my little brother, like we always do. Thanks. And here, scoot over a bit and let me get under the blanket too. Hey, I'm sorry about what I said earlier. I should have called you an idiot for wanting to get back with her. It's your life and you're old enough to make your own decisions. I'm still getting used to you being an adult now and it's almost time for you to head off to university. I'm just worried about my little brother. I'm sorry, you know I've always been overly protective of you. The day I found you in your room bawling your eyes out after she had broken up with you, it tore me up. I just never wanted to see you like that again. She broke your heart, and when you told me all the things she had said to you, how she hated that you liked to wear feminine clothes and wear panties, she even cheated on you with one of the football jocks, how she told you that she wanted to date a real man, how could she say such horrible things to you, and she even cheated on you? And she was your first real relationship, so this one must have got deep. I remember going through my first breakup and it was rough. So I know how horrible you must have felt. And I know what it's like when the same person that hurt you comes back and says they want to get back together. How terrible it feels to be left in limbo when that person constantly pulls you in and throws you out, giving you the hope of change, but never actually changing, breaking your heart over and over again. So, when you told me that you wanted to get back together and you wanted to give it another chance, I just couldn't help but get heated. It took you months to get over her and I helped cheer you up every day. Finally got to a place where you were okay again. Then hearing that you wanted to get back with her just made me feel like everything I did for you this past month was for nothing. Sorry, I know it's not like that, but brother, I just want to make sure you're okay. I know you're old enough to take care of yourself, but trust me, please, I've been there. I've been in that kind of relationship. It's not worth it. It's never worth the pain and heartache. Can I hold you? I'll just scoot in closer and wrap my arms around you. It's been a while since I've hugged you like this. Look, I'm not going to send your way if you want to get back with her. Just know that if you ever need someone to talk to or need someone to comfort you, I'll be there for you. Is she calling you? I'll get out of your room and let you two talk. You're not picking up the call? Oh, you're turning your phone off. Well, I guess that means you can keep spooning a little longer. I'm glad you chose me over her. You chose your big sister over your ex. She can take care of you like I can. She doesn't love you like I do. Also, she didn't like it when you dressed up all girly and cute. She didn't like it when you wore panties. But guess what, little brother? I love it when you dress up like that. She doesn't deserve you. You deserve someone that will love you for you, that will take care of you and protect you. But I also understand that this breakup has been tough on you, so if you need some time alone, then just let me know. You want me to stay? I'll stay as long as you need, little brother. Your hair smells nice, by the way. The shampoo you use fits you perfectly. A bit fruity, soft, and sweet. Can you turn around and face me? I want to see your face. I want to kiss your forehead. You look so cute, as always. And your lips look so soft. Oh, you're still wearing the lip gloss I recommended to you. I wonder if it tastes as good as I remember. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Shit. I'm so sorry, little brother. I didn't mean to do that. That was not okay. Little brother. I wanted to kiss you like this for so long. Are you still wearing your panties right now? Can I see them? Fuck, you look so fucking sexy in them. And your cute little cock looks so yummy as well. You're the perfect little femboy. We can stop at any time and we can go as far as you want. I want this. I want you. I don't feel pressured to do anything you don't want to do. You want to see my girl cock? Such a naughty boy. I know you secretly watched me shower before, so you should already know how it looks like. But have you ever seen it when it's fully hard? Let me just slide off my panties. The little gasp you made when you saw my cock spring up was so cute. Yeah, it's certainly big. Way bigger than your adorably small dick. But it's fitting though, don't you agree? You're the little brother with the little cock, and I'm the big sister with a big cock. Scooting closer to me. I want to rub our cocks together. Both our tips are so wet and sticky with our pre-cum. When I press them together, it's like our cocks are having a wet, sloppy kiss. Yeah, suck on my tits. Bury your face into my chest and give your big sister's boobs some attention. And while her mouth and hands are busy up here, I'll squeeze our cocks together and stroke us both down there. Oh, you're doing great. Keep sucking on them like that. My big girl cock feels so good sliding against her little dick. Both our shafts are wet and slick with our pre-cum. I can tell you're so close. Is your little cock ready to squirt? Huh? Be a good boy for your big sister and don't come yet, okay? Try to last just a bit longer and I'll... Oh? You're coming already? Let all out. Pump out all your girly cream for me. Good boy. Oh, you made such a naughty mess all over me. Let me just wipe some off that cum off with my finger and have a taste. So delicious. Here, let me wipe off some more so you can have a taste. Good boy, suck on my fingers and swallow your own cum. I never expected that you would be such a cum slut. Also, don't be embarrassed about coming so fast. I actually thought it was really cute. Besides, you both know you aren't going to be doing any of the fucking tonight. Or maybe ever. So, don't worry about trying to last a long time. Just lay back and enjoy yourself. Let your big sister take care of you. I'll start by kissing your neck. Mm-hmm. Then your collarbone. Down to your nipples. Seems like your nipples are just as sensitive as mine. Now I'll kiss my way down your stomach. I'll fully slide off your panties. And finally wrap my lips around your soft, limp little cock. Don't worry, I'll get you all stiff again. Moan as loud as you like. Mom and Dad are out for the night, so it's just you and me in this house. Your cock is so soft and sensitive right now. It is still so wet and dripping pre-cum. Careful not to come again, or else you might not even get the chance to get hard. And while you're overwhelmed with how good your little cock is feeling, I'll just lube up my fingers with some more of your leftover cum and slowly slip them inside your needy asshole. Does your ass feel that good? Does it feel good when my fingers rub against your G-spot? Your legs are shaking and your cock is finally starting to get semi-hard, but I think you're about to come again. Such a naughty, desperate boy you are. Already about to squirt again from just a little bit of anal stimulation. Are you close? Let me know when you're about to come. You're almost there. Just a bit more. And that's all you get, little brother. No more stimulation for you. Aww, what's the matter? Why are you whimpering? You were so close to getting over the edge, weren't you? Your adorable little cock is twitching helplessly against your stomach, desperately trying to come but can't quite get there. Don't worry though, I'll make sure you'll come lots more very soon. And I'm sure you'd much rather orgasm from getting fucked by my big girl cock anyways. Spread your legs for me. Good boy. Fuck, seeing you laying there panting, so needy and desperate, practically begging me to fuck you, to breed you. I can't hold back anymore, little brother. I need to fuck you. I need to feel your tight ass wrapped around my cock. I line up my tip against your entrance and slowly start to push it in. Relax your ass for me. Take a deep breath and let your anal muscles get used to my girth. There we go. I'm starting to be able to push inside of you. Oh, you're just so damn tight. I'm about halfway inside of you now. How are you holding up, little brother? Can you handle me pushing the rest of it inside? Your little cock is finally rock hard again, too. It's got a steady stream of pre-cum drilling out of it. And you're moaning so desperately. My little femboy brother, so urgently needing to get fucked. I'm just going to grab your legs and push the rest of my cock deep inside of you. Yes! Feel my hip slam against you. Oh my gosh, little brother, you're coming again. Just shoving my entire length inside of you was all it took to get you over the edge. Oh, your little cock is squirting and dribbling out another load of cum all over your stomach. Just my big cock sliding against the little gas and button in your ass was too much for you to handle. Brace yourself then, because I've been holding back this entire time now, and I'm going to really fuck you. Oh, you're taking my cock so well. Your ass has been fully stretched out and there's no resistance anymore. Oh, your tight ass was made to be fucked, made to be filled with big cocks. Who would have ever thought my little brother was such a total cum slut and a butt slut? It's mating press time, little brother. Let me bring your legs closer together and angle your hips a bit. There we go. I'm going to fuck you into the mattress and breed your boy pussy. Oh, that's a good boy. Take my cock. You love getting fucked like this, don't you? Getting completely dominated and fucked into submission. Oh, your ass feels too good. I'm getting close. Oh, do you want me to fill you up with my cum? Oh, good boy. Begging your big sister to breed you. Oh, come for me. Come for your big sister. Oh, let it all out for me. Oh, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah, yeah. There we go. Oh, oh. Shooting so much cum into your ass. Fuck, that was so good. Let me slide my cock out you now. There we go. You look stunning. Completely cock drunk with your little dick spilling out cum all over your stomach while my cum drips out of your boy pussy. Let me help clean you up. Slurping all the delicious cum from your body and ass. And sharing it with you. Open your mouth, little brother. Let me kiss you. I love you, and I want to make you happy. I want to fuck you senseless and then cuddle you to sleep. I want to protect you, but let you express yourself however you want. You deserve only the best kind of love. The kind of love that only a big sister like me can give.